Lily Gladstone, the first Native American to receive a Best Actress Oscar nomination, filmed our next movie, Fancy Dance, in her breaks from shooting Killers of the Flower Moon. Her performance in this film is equally good. Gladstone plays Jax, an indigenous woman who faces the unimaginable: her sister Tawi has disappeared. Jax is determined to find Tawi and to raise her 13-year-old niece Roki until her sister's return. They live on a Cayuga reservation in Oklahoma, doing whatever it takes to survive. Theft and hustling is Jax's way of surviving. Tawi, who worked at a strip club, has been missing for 2 weeks and Jax fears the worst. She's beyond frustrated that the FBI isn't bothering to investigate her sister's disappearance. Because of a previous drug conviction, Jax's competence as temporary guardian for her niece is questioned, and Child Protective Services sends Roki to live with Frank, her white grandfather, off reserve. Jax steals Roki away from Frank's house and they head for the state powwow, certain that Tawi, who has never missed the mother-daughter dance with Roki, will show up. Our girls go on the lam, and the same FBI that hasn't lifted a finger to help find Tawi is suddenly on their tail after Frank reports the kidnapping. Their road trip turns into a statewide crime-ridden misadventure as Jax and Roki do risky and illegal things in their struggle to stay one step ahead of the authorities. Can they make it to the powwow? Will Tawi be there? The answers come in this riveting movie about families coping with a missing loved one. It's written, produced, and directed by Erica Tremblay, a Native American woman familiar with issues in indigenous communities, missing women, law enforcement in action, fractured families, and forced assimilation. Fancy Dance is an emotional journey. It's not a cheerful story, but it is a significant one. Fancy Dance plays at 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 12th at the Classic.